MODO.US.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Merrick Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. We look now at a headline in the Journal, which is, to my understanding, accurate entirely, if not a little generous. China's fading recovery reveals deeper economic struggles, ballooning debt, tepid consumption, worsening relations with the West, set to weigh on future growth, according to economists. Well, I endorse that opinion because it's been the opinion I've gained from many voices these last months. Mary, we come to what is to be done about the People's Republic of China. It is thrashing around looking for solutions while it's allied with Russia. It is looking for a way out of this debt trap that has trapped China. The Belt and Road Initiative is junk. They're making emergency loans out of the People's Bank of China to turn over the junk loans that are out there. The infrastructure is crumbling. And at home, we have the real estate market collapsing. Is this a moment to reach out again from the U.S. and offer a helping hand to the Chinese Communist Party while it is struggling to explain to the population this disrepair?
No, it's the time to insist that China curb its aggressive behavior in the region. It's a time, if anything, to say, you've made your own mess. Now you need to clean it up. I mean, this is an important moment, John. We bailed out the Chinese Communist Party after the Tiananmen Square massacre. We bailed them out again in the 2000s with the World Trade Organization accession. And now, once again, the top-down totalitarian model is failing economically. And what do we have? We have U.S. officials asking repeatedly for meetings with their counterparts, at which China doesn't agree at all to change any of its aggressive behavior on the military, the diplomatic, or the economic front. And you have guys like Elon Musk, right, going back to China. He's physically there this week. Making sure that he can continue to make money and do business there. Jamie Dimon, the head of J.P. Morgan, going back to China. It's remarkable. In a country that has made clear that they are not friendly to the United States or free nations of the West, a country that has made clear that its leadership wants to dominate and it wants to expand its totalitarian system to become the number one country in the world, that is building a military that reflects that it's in a very, very weak moment in this regime that poses so much danger to us that we would want to bail them out in any way, shape, or form just makes absolutely no sense to me.
I bring attention to artificial intelligence via a very popular company called NVIDIA that makes the highest end chips and has now announced a new invention that it believes will give a leap of intuition to the best of our companies, Google and Apple, working on AI. I mention all of this. It's a Wall Street talk, but again, it underlines what the U.S. and its allies have achieved that China has not achieved. China steals. That's how it stays abreast. That's how it is a peer of the U.S. But right now, no amount of stealing is going to create it. An invention such as NVIDIA just unveiled. Mary, there's an AI race. It's another way of demonstrating that China's business model fails. They have to steal to advance. Is that now clear to the business community in Wall Street? Even though Musk is seeking business, he knows they steal, correct?
Oh, yeah. That's been clear to C-suites in America's largest companies for a decade or more. The problem is that the U.S. government had not set red lines about what corporate America could or could not sell. Take just a small example, John. In September of last year, when the Commerce Department told NVIDIA to stop exporting certain chips for AI work to China, they set a red line. Well, that's important. Chip makers are no longer just selling goods that can be used for, you know, things like consumer electronics. Chips are weapons of war, and the U.S. government is starting to treat them that way, and that's the right thing to do because they are weapons of war. The next battlefield is not going to look like Ukraine, which looks like World War I trench warfare. It's going to be powered by AI and big data. And John, in some of those circumstances, China is ahead of the United States. ASPE, a policy institute in Australia, recently came out with a fascinating report to this effect, where they ranked China's capabilities versus other nations and found that when it comes to big data and AI, China is ahead. And that's disturbing for many reasons, but mostly because the more data you have, the more that the chips can process, the more effective your weapons can become. And China does not have the kinds of privacy regulations and restrictions that we have here in the free and democratic United States, and that affords them an advantage. Now, is it true that they don't have top-end chip technology without stealing it? Yeah, that's true. But they are also, recall, partnering with Russia in many circumstances. Russia has a lot of great engineers. So it's not impossible to think that China could keep up to a degree by garnering so much data and drawing chip technology from elsewhere, but also internally, that they could create the capability via AI and big data and other forms of weaponry to have an advantage over the U.S. armed forces. And that's the big contest that we need to be focused on. I worry a lot that the dialogue in the United States, John, when it comes to China, is focused on things like TikTok. Okay, TikTok isn't great, but the bigger picture is this AI race and the vast military power that China is building up. And that's the thing that we need to focus the public on, and that we need to really build capabilities to defeat them.
Mary,
and I think the Pentagon's focused on it, but we need more urgency.
Mary Kissel.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games, and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.